ABC Radio Australia.
A researcher investigating hate speech online says Facebook is not doing a good job of monitoring content in the Pacific. It follows reports that the social media company is working with the Vanuatu government to identify and delete fake accounts used by its citizens. For some, the move signals a greater commitment by Facebook to work in the region and crack down on violence linked to the site. But others say Facebook should instead incorporate local perspectives to better serve its Pacific users. Reporter Priyanka Srinivasan has the story.
In the real world, violence and hate speech can often be easy to spot, police and prosecute. But online, violence can be more difficult to identify. People sometimes use fake names on social media to hide who they are and where they're from. And those who monitor online content may not be able to understand cultural differences that make hate speech in San Francisco look different from hate speech in Suva. This is why Facebook is teaming up with researchers from the University of Queensland to better understand what harmful content looks like in the Asia-Pacific region. Though Pacific countries won't be included as case studies, researcher Dr. Aim Simpang says the information will hold important insights for the region.
Facebook has recognized that they have failed to respond adequately to a rise of hate speech on their own platform.
Dr. Sipeng is concerned that Facebook does not have the local knowledge to spot violent posts spread by users in the Pacific. She says languages like Samoan, Tongan, Tokpisin, and others are not automatically recognized by Facebook, and hateful speech in the region can therefore be easily overlooked.
The key issue with the Pacific region that is unique is the issue of language. They're not even doing a good job at all in the Pacific region. Definitely not. They can't because they just don't have the right language databases.
The outcome of this lack of monitoring can be severe. A recent report in Radio New Zealand found that sorcery-related violence in PNG was being fueled by people sharing disturbing images on Facebook. And governments across the Pacific have repeatedly called for a Facebook ban to control fake news spreading on the platform. In a statement to Pacific Beat, a Facebook spokesperson said that it has recently strengthened its safety and security team and has dedicated staff to provide 24/7 global content review and moderation in more than 50 languages. And just last week, the Vanuatu government said it had met with Facebook representatives to help identify and delete fake accounts. Vanuatu's Prime Minister's spokesperson, Hilaire Boule, says the meeting was productive.
They have indicated that they will help Vanuatu to monitor the fake account, because in their rule, fake account is not allowed.
But there is concern that innocent Facebook users may be caught up in this crackdown on fake accounts. Matt Teoma is an administrator for some of Vanuatu's most popular Facebook groups, like Yumi Tok Tok Street. He believes it's the job of administrators like him to monitor and delete accounts, not the government.
Some people are using these accounts at work and to express themselves and protect their privacy. They don't want people to know who they are.
Facebook says it will continue working with external experts, NGOs, and government officials with local or culturally specific knowledge to educate them on Facebook policy and also gain feedback. But Dr. Aim Simpang is concerned there is a worrying trend for some governments in the region to blame Facebook for their own political shortcomings.
Governments all across the world are now basically trying to blame Facebook for pretty much all the political problems. It's an easy political scapegoat for government to say it's Facebook's fault. It's Facebook's fault.
Despite this, she agrees that there needs to be better monitoring of Facebook, particularly considering its popularity in the region.
This is across the board an issue, but I think it especially affects the Pacific region because it's often forgotten. And it is heavily dependent on one single social media platform, Facebook.